The following podcast is scheduled for one fall. From the heart of Broadway in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, this is Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
It's Wednesday, the day before Halloween, and it's the spookiest edition of Pro Wrestling Unscripted you've ever heard.
No.
Yeah. No, I have a segment because it's a very light news week.
Yeah.
Like stories wise, like number of stories wise. So I've got a segment I'm gonna spring on you
tonight,
like a spring loaded Dracula at a haunted house,
or like Sin Cara's trampoline.
Yeah.
Tonight on Pro Wrestling Unscripted, your host Shannon Young here with you tonight on tonight's show. Also with me tonight on tonight's show, Asa Gray, the five scarier man. I messed it up.
I'm just going to start playing Tonight by Fun.
Allie, not actually a thought.
Hi.
And the big D, Dalton Anthony.
He said that hoe over there.
I hate the fact that we can't even now plug the pre-show. Because it wasn't on the pre-show.
No,
it was between the pre-show and this.
But yeah. If you want to know more about our patron, Derek Boxdorfer.
If you would like to
we
know.
We do a deep dive into the psyche of Derek Boxdorfer.
I hope he listens to this first. He's going to be like, oh, I wonder what they're talking about. Those mother.
It's not going to be good.
That's not, in fairness.
Will this end with us with one less patron? Only one way to find out.
If it's only a dollar, that cheapskate, I will donate to make it back.
Tonight's episode of Pro Wrestling Unscripted is brought to you by my new web series, Deep Thoughts, where I dig
Why
deep.
Are you laughing like the dog from the Wacky Racers.
Wacky Racers. I was taking a sip of water as he said it, and I was trying not to spit it out. Because Deep Thoughts got me.
What's the dog that just wheezes and points?
He's talking about from Duck Hunt?
Jonathan Porterfield. No, that's how he laughs.
Not Duck Hunt.
Because the dog's like...
The 80s cartoon. No, but there is... yes, he does that. But no, the 80s cartoon where he's the bad guy. He's got the little hat with the goggles, and it's the dude in purple. Not Waluigi, but like... Might
I feel
well
like I
Waluigi.
Know what you're saying, but I can't think of the name of it.
I don't know either.
Oh,
moving on to wrestling
anyway,
stuff.
It's Pro Wrestling Unscripted. We're going to talk about wrestling tonight. Let's start off with the hottest story of the week.
Muttley. His name is Muttley, and he looks like this. So he doesn't have a hat, but he's got the underbite.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
I've seen that gif.
Yeah.
And he's got that real, yeah.
Muttley. He's got that big old dick dog laugh. Like, what a dick dog, you know?
And he was from Wacky Racers, Dastardly and Muttley also.
I don't know what Wacky Racers. I've never heard that term before.
Really?
Yeah, I've never heard of Wacky Racers.
That is surprising. Okay, that's a Tuesday show. That's what we'll talk about next Tuesday.
Yes.
All the shows we haven't heard of, and it's just us like,
confirmed. It's us talking about Wacky Racers for an hour.
Welcome to the new weekly Wacky Racers podcast. Yakky Racers.
Yakety Yak. Dalton.
Like yakking. Like
don't talk back.
Is a talking thing.
So let's start off with the hottest
really
news of the
nothing
week.
For the great name Yakky Racers. That's fantastic. You all don't deserve me. I'm going home.
Dalton, do you have any thoughts?
No, you do, though.
Asa gives you gold, gets nothing. I just say thought, you crack up. Like it's the funniest thing you've ever heard. I would do the whole thing with
he's
me.
He's a child.
My comedy's like Rick and Morty. It's complex. It requires a high IQ for it to really be a lot of the normal brain people. It's over their heads.
I thought you were going to say it's a tablet.
And I'm Uncle Grandpa over here. It only appeals to the dumbest.
Pull
the
my
dumb.
Finger.
Oh. Hey, fat people are gross. Anyway,
all right. So back to the important news story.
The news of the week.
Yep.
So let's start off by talking about. Jordan Miles.
You want to say that name?
Let's start off by talking about Miles Jordan. What is his name?
Jordan Miles.
No, it is Jordan Miles. Okay.
It was
right,
just the quick
you just kind of like slurred it.
Or as I like to call him, Ack.
A-C-H?
Ack.
He's not a Martian from Mars Attacks.
Miles Jordan, whatever you want to call him, I don't know when this started. Like, I don't know if there were more things
Monday?
About it.
No, it was Sunday, wasn't it?
No,
Sunday
I
into
think,
Monday.
So yeah, it was like late Sunday night because he posted. I'm going to get the actual.
Because the first thing I saw was his tweet like saying, "If this is what Triple H and Vince McMahon think of."
Nope. The first thing he posted was, "They will regret releasing this."
Yeah. See, I didn't see that. I started late.
Let me get the whole like timeline pulled up here
because
it's
hard to get the timeline because
no, I
a
mean
lot
the,
of stuff's been
the one on Reddit has it pretty well. Like even it even acknowledges like in a since deleted, tweet. Like they kind of do a lot of stuff like that.
They're doing a women's War Games match.
Oh, really? For NXT?
Hell yeah!
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That was the
That's
first thing.
Okay. Never mind. I was gonna say it's like that kind of. I don't. I'm. Oh, not, I am.
Oh,
an,
oh what
an
if that's what Poppy was doing? My newest obsession, by the way, Poppy.
Which I like as much as you're on the internet. I'm surprised you've never seen her before.
I had never heard of Poppy until. Actually, I'd heard of her once in a lawsuit, and then I had no idea. So apparently, someone sued her saying that she stole her like gimmick. And like her Poppy personality was basically her, and then they worked together, and she stole it.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened from it. All I know is I don't know that girl. I know Poppy.
Well, yeah, and I've seen her like on the React channel before.
Yeah, she's
like people like she's weird.
She is weird, and I yeah. love her. Like,
I mean, I'm not saying that in like a like she's just
she's
very,
my newest obsession.
Yeah,
yeah,
like Baby Metal.
But I actually like her.
You, Baby Metal's great.
No, it was
so
like
is Poppy.
One of his obsessions
is Baby Metal.
Because when yeah. he first found out about Baby Metal, he was all about Baby Metal.
Actually,
for like
no, that's
week.
Not true. The first time I found out about Baby Metal was when Krista Francis, we were at Wings, and she put it on repeat on the jukebox because she legitimately liked him. Mm-hmm. And the people at, this is a true story, the management at Wings refunded her money because they didn't want the song playing in the restaurant. That's and it was that Gimme Chocolate song.
Yeah.
How bad is that that people were like, what is this? This what? Is Missouri. You
no,
don't play
more,
that.
I think it's more because they didn't want a John Mulaney situation.
I mean, she only played it like three times. She didn't put it on repeat.
The fourth
repeat.
One was going to be What's New Pussy or what? No, it's
What's New Pussycat?
A sigh of relief.
Yeah.
Well. So back to the actual story. So the first tweet was October 26th at 10:30 p.m. They'll regret making this, hashtag for the culture, and then a picture of
the t-shirt.
The black t-shirt with the Jordan Miles. It's shaped like a smile with a red background, and it's easy to see that, you know,
okay,
what
so
he's going with here.
Let's
Are we gonna play Is It Racist?
All right, so let's play Is It Racist real quick.
Yes.
Is it racist? Was it made to be racist? I don't think so.
I don't see, and I don't even think that's relevant.
Well,
yeah,
no, no.
Like, it's
well,
the whole
I
thing
think
of,
it's,
like,
it doesn't matter what the intent is. It is.
It's racist, yeah.
But no, I think it is relevant because I think them putting out a shirt that they knowingly put out to be racist versus them being deaf to it, I think is important.
Well,
that's the difference between somebody being racist and someone being dumb. They were dumb. I don't think they were racist.
But because
his whole argument is that they're being racist.
So if you run a billion-dollar company, we can call it a billion-dollar company more than likely. If you're going to run a billion-dollar company, ignorance is not a great excuse anymore. If this was the territory system back in the 80s and this happened, for one, it would have been more acceptable because they really didn't care. But like, I would give you more leeway being like, I bet you weren't trying to be malicious, but like, you should probably look into it. Whereas like WWE, that's a pretty big oversight.
Allie, go.
I think an important thing would be, is it still... So did the shirt actually go up, like, on the store?
It was up for, like, a day, maybe.
And then they took it down?
And then they pulled it down because he apparently spoke up after it had gone up.
There's... If this was... So it's hard to tell considering they are such a big corporation that has done lots of awful things, like their show that...
Oh, yeah.
Continues
it's going on right
to
now.
Go on. Yeah, with Saudi Arabia. We're all speculating... I think if it was just kind of a mishap, like they weren't doing it intentionally to be racist, then there are ways for them to take steps to fix it. Taking it down would be a good start, but it's really hard to tell at this point. Was it them going, oh, we messed up, now I see you. Where this is all coming from and taking it down? Or is it just everyone's getting mad at us and take it down?
Well, no, because it had been since taken. Like, it was taken down before this. Like, before this all happened.
This like, was, like, during the first NXT. Remember whenever I said, oh, they gave, like, everybody in NXT a t-shirt?
They made a million t-shirts.
And they all sucked? This was one of those. The only difference is this one was bad and was racist.
I also don't think that if this was one person in charge of making all these designs, maybe. There's no way more than one, like, only one person. Like, at some point, someone had to have seen something.
Yeah.
Also, there is the email, the email that he posts where the guy says, like, oh, well, I talked to Triple H, and he wanted it more toothy.
Yeah, that's damning evidence.
That's pretty damning there. Whether real quick, let me just run through. This is the list of tweets. They will regret making this shirt. Hashtag for the culture. I will keep posting this till my voice is heard. I'm not sorry for anything I say or do. Representation is important. If this is Vince McMahon and Triple H, who he tagged specifically, vision of me, then this is a slap in the face to every African-American performer, fan, and supporter. The following is all in caps. The whole WWE system is fraud. They created this system where you can't trust anyone, you grow cold, and you grow apart from what you love the most. And then it transitions back into normal. The fact that Hulk Hogan, who he tags, is still employed after giving the locker room an apology for being caught says enough. Hashtag for the culture. He then posts a video where he's flipping off the camera and says WWE doesn't care about black people. He then posts that email that I mentioned from Baker Landon, who says that Triple H is the one who specifically said that he wanted it to be more toothy.
And the only thing in that email that looked like I can see where the intention was kind of off was like, well, Road Dogg said he liked it better on a gray shirt.
Which in that initial, so the image where it's all of the shirts together in one, his is on a gray shirt.
Yeah.
The issue is that whenever it went onto the website, it was on black.
Now let me reiterate.
Which again, here, like, let me keep running through these because
all right, well, pin in that because I want to make my comment regardless.
Let's see, where did it go? WWE. He posted the email. And I think this is where he ended up losing a lot of people.
Yep.
Fuck ROH 2. They only allowed one African American to be the top guy, while guys like Cedric Alexander and Malcolm Bivens, Stokely Hathaway, and myself had to chase the visible carrot a stick. Name another African American who has reached great heights there, other than this Uncle Tom, where he's talking about Jay Lethal.
And holy shit.
WWE then issues their statement. Let me actually read that statement.
I got the statement right here.
Go ahead, so read that.
Yeah, and apparently this was before he released the email picture.
Okay.
Yeah, so they said, Albert Hardy Jr., a.k.a. Jordan Miles, approved this t-shirt for sale. As always, we work collaboratively with all of our performers to develop logos and merchandise designs and get their input and approval before proceeding. This was the same process with Albert, and we responded swiftly once he later requested that the logo be redesigned. No t-shirts were sold.
Yep. Which we'll get into their statement there about always being collaborative. I only agreed to the shirt because it was shown to me on a white tee. Once placed on a black tee, you can clearly see the racist intentions. And then that's the, I think he ended up getting his account suspended or locked out because then today he started up again by saying, like, I'm out of Twitter jail.
So, Dalton's
point.
Yeah, I want to get your point and then I got something.
So, like, The part in the email where it says Road Dogg liked it more on the gray t-shirt,
mm-hmm.
like, yes, it looks very bad on a black t-shirt.
Yeah.
I think it looks bad regardless on any t-shirt.
Now, do you mean that as in a racial overtone way or is in a just terrible design?
Yes.
Or both?
It is a shit design.
It is. We all agree.
Like, we have all seen the stereotypical, like Kofi. That was Kofi forever, where it's just
Apollo Crews.
Smiling black dude.
Yeah.
Like, if you have that, if that's the best you can give somebody, like, get better, I guess. It goes back to Dean Ambrose, your creative process sucks.
Right.
But, like, if you're going to give them that and they're going to do it, that's one thing. But you shouldn't then put it on the merch. Because I was saying, like, whenever we were in the group chat, I was obviously racist shirt. The intention may not have been overtly racist, but was racist nonetheless. The shirt was bullshit regardless. The replacement shirt was still bullshit. They like,
which all of those designs were not.
Yes, and that's that was kind of my like
mm-hmm.
secondary issue in the whole thing where it's just like, you know what would be better? Better shirts.
Which he has a new shirt out. Did you see his new shirt?
Uh-uh.
He put it up for sale today himself.
It's on Pro Wrestling Tees.
It says fuck racism, watch wrestling.
That's an old shirt.
So they reported that today that was his new shirt.
He might have just like started selling it again. Okay. But yeah, because there's pictures of like. Shirt.
Okay.
Sent that in the group chat one time, and Hunter did the no correlation.
I thought it looked familiar.
Yeah, yeah. I've mentioned that before, but like, it was a lazy design to begin with, a very ill-thought-out design. It's the whole thing of that's why the like the being deaf to it's not acceptable because you have so many people that work for that company.
Well, let's say it's a deaf shirt. I don't think it was a racist shirt, but I think it was definitely tone deaf.
Yeah, because like I even put in the group chat when we were talking about it, I was like, the collaborative process could have – I feel was this. The T-shirt guy went up to Jordan Miles and said, hey, we're going to make a shirt. Is that cool? And Jordan Miles was like, yeah. And that was it.
Yeah, Asa gave me that look too.
Like, that was
it. I don't think he meant it. He was just, Dalton's very tone deaf.
Oh, shit. No,
yeah, you said that in a real weird way.
That was a real strange way.
Oh, yeah, no,
it's fine. We understand.
Because he says here, this is the one that I was looking for that they didn't include in that breakdown. When I originally saw the design, I was uncomfortable. Rather than addressing the issue, I decided to counteroffer with another. Baker Landon, the guy in that email, lied to my face. He said Triple H wanted this design, so my hands were tied. I spoke with Triple H in person, and his impression was that I approved the design.
So it sounds like Baker Landon is the culprit in a way.
Potentially,
maybe.
Or at least right. He may even just be the middleman that's
for
communicating.
Someone else. Yeah.
The thing that I want to mention is WWE statement, there's precedent that is not true. There are multiple instances where talent are surprised by their own shirt, like by their own merch. Neville is an example. The King of the Cruiserweight shirt. He like made a public, like he publicly was talking about like, oh, this design is terrible.
Right.
I know. Apparently Becky Lynch was unaware that they were going to make the Last Kicker shirts.
Right. But in this particular instance, he more or less said, yes, they showed me the shirt beforehand. And he offered an alternative instead of refuting it.
Mm-hmm. And then was, you know, and again, like, I kind of like, a lot of people are using that as saying, like, he's changing his story.
And I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that.
No. I'm just saying, but people are saying things like where he went from, like, I can't, like, where it seems like, oh, you thought you were blindsided by it. Wait, you said okay to the shirt? Especially because, you know, in the statement it says that. Where, yeah, I think there's some between the lines here of, yeah, they may have just been like, hey, we're going to make you a shirt. Cool?
This is it.
And, yeah, and he was like, oh, well, not even that. Like, it could have been a, hey, we're going to make you a shirt. Okay, cool. Or, hey, here's the design. Ugh, not a fan of that. How about instead, you know, something else? Well, and then if he's told, like, oh, actually, Triple H wants it this way. You just signed on to NXT.
Pressure.
Are you going to, like, that's kind of like one of those things where it's like, hey,
Is this the hill you're dying on?
Yeah, Vince wants you to do this. Are you turning, because Triple H is head of NXT. Are you going to say, no, I don't agree with this? Like,
my question on this that I'll never get an answer to is, did he ever talk to them about the racial implications of the shirt? Because he very much said, I offered an alternative without refuting. Did he ever say, hey, I feel like this looks like the old Sambo? That's what the comparison is, the old Sambo. Did he mention that? And it doesn't really matter in the long run, but I am curious if he just said, I don't like the design, or did he take the time to go? Because maybe, truthfully, maybe they really didn't realize it looked racist. Mm-hmm. If they're white and they don't, you know, if they don't know.
All right. So what you're saying is absolutely true, because like whenever I saw all this happen, and this is just very much proof of privilege, I saw it and I had to look at it
for
about 30 seconds.
Yeah. Same.
Like,
same.
And what I just described is white privilege.
I didn't, because I remember he pulled up the story firsthand and I just saw the name and, you know, the T-shirt, and I didn't make the connection because I didn't know.
She didn't know Miles Jordan.
Yeah,
I didn't know who it was. And my white privilege just pictured a white guy. And then whenever he pulled up the picture and it showed the wrestler next to the T-shirt, I go, oh no.
Yeah.
And I went, oh no, whenever the 30 seconds like, clicked. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
There was one other thing and I'm trying to find it, but at some point, they tried to say that it was a Rolling Stones reference.
See, I heard that, but I never saw anything official about
that. That was on like one of his tweets, wasn't it?
Yeah, he like tweeted something like that. But it's one of those things where it's like,
there's no tongue.
Why would it be? One, there's no tongue. And two,
that's nothing to do with you.
ACH, Jordan, like, because Jordan Miles is essentially his character from
it's ACH with a different name. Exactly. It's Fergal Devitt with Finn Balor's name.
Exactly. Yeah. So ACH, Jordan Miles, however you know him, he is a fun-loving anime nerd, super geeky dude, crazy athletic, incredibly talented, like, but his character is not, he's not a rock star.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no, like, as far as I know, I've always been kind of like a passing fan of him, of when his name popped up, I'd be like, oh, okay, cool. But he's not someone that I would necessarily have, like, super followed from place to place. So maybe I'm missing something, but like, I never associated
math equations.
I never associated any sort of Rolling Stone.
And you're correct, because this is one of the ones that Shannon would be like, oh, I bet Dalton's going to say he watched him 7 years ago at an indie show. I did.
Yeah.
So I've known ACH.
I've never said that.
You said that about Cedric Alexander one time, where you're just like, I bet Dalton's seen him at an indie show 7 years ago. Same thing with ACH. He was on the same show.
So,
but that was never like part of his thing.
Here's the thing that upsets me.
Yes.
And I don't know how to say this correctly without sounding like an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
But as maybe I don't have an opinion to this because I am a straight white male.
That was why I was kind of like, this is going to be a weird story.
But
yeah,
what upsets me is that he very much is turning this into a black thing for the culture, right? Mm-hmm. Hashtag for the culture. He tags it. Booker T, I think, was the one that said, you're trying to turn this into a Colin Kaepernick moment. This is not a Colin Kaepernick moment. I think it was Book that said that. I may be wrong.
He said this isn't a Cap moment, but this was when he was like, someone tagged him in something.
Because they expect him to defend him, and he's
to
like,
come out to it, and like, and he was just like, you were going about this the whole wrong way. Like, even Cedric Alexander, initially, like, he changed his profile picture on Twitter, he did the For the Culture, but then he also tweeted out, like, after the Jay Lethal shot, like, whenever your message is, like, no matter how true your message is, if it's buried in hate, it's irrelevant.
Okay, and that's what I wanted to get to, is that, to me, if you're really pushing this For the Culture thing and you're turning this into a moment that can be a stand-up moment for the African-American community, well, cool. I'm all for that. But then to call Jay Lethal and Uncle Tom, who had no dog in this fight.
Other than apparently, like, they don't get along. Because I was like, that seems really random. Apparently, ACH and Jay Lethal were supposed to have a match at ROH. And for whatever reason, ACH like missed his flight, so he missed the show. And Jay Lethal said ACH stands for a crackhead, and so ever since then they have had.
Which a crackhead is not a funny joke, first off, and whatever. But
why are you smiling?
Well, because to take that and then turn it into you're an Uncle Tom because you were successful. That is so shitty.
It comes across as bitter, and it totally, and that's what I said.
It undermines the message.
It totally does. Like, because that's now, that is the big thing people are talking about.
Which it shouldn't be.
No one's even talking about the shirt anymore, really.
Which is sad.
Yeah, because like, there needs to at least be like some sort of, the statement that WWE put out was strictly reactionary to everything ACH was saying,
right,
without really saying a whole lot.
Which I'm honestly shocked he's still employed.
Give it time. Because this, but
let
this
it
is,
blow over.
But this is also one of those things like, well, if they fire him now, that changes the narrative to ACH was fired because he was calling out racism.
Right.
And
but at the same time, he went so hard.
Yeah.
Whenever he did the fuck Ring of Honor and all that stuff, like that would have been good enough grounds for WWE to like, okay, you're done.
Like there has to, I'm like, so we talk about, you know, we've mentioned like Blizzard. Like they suspended Blitzchung for a year because of the rule that they had in place of like, you cannot bring negative press to the company.
Right.
Like this kind of thing falls under that, you would assume. Because seemingly from all accounts, like that's kind of part of the reason Enzo got fired.
Right.
Is because he was bringing bad press, bad attention to the WWE.
It goes back to your thing that you said on Respawn Aim Fire, which like about the wrestling video games, like wrestling already gets a black eye in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Adding to it. Now, in fairness, yes, racism should be called out.
Right.
But when you're, like what we said, like the whole, and I wasn't backstage at Ring of Honor to know exactly what happened and the shit that happened there. Maybe he was actually very wronged.
Right.
And it's warranted him saying that. But.
But.
Without knowing that, it could also just be somebody being bitter.
Also, it's one thing to go, this is the thing that happened, and this is the person responsible for it. But when you say WWE as a whole is racist, when you say Vince McMahon and Triple H are racist, like, you are throwing stones that you better goddamn back up with some evidence or something. Because, like, to call your boss racist with no proof, that's too much.
Well, but it's at the same time, like, how far do you really have to look? Because
not hard at all.
Because
historically,
black people are not treated well by the WWE.
But H, specifically?
No. And that's what I mean. Like, I'm just saying, like, as a whole, like, because he kind of, he lumped in Triple H and Vince McMahon, but I think he was doing it because Triple H is just the head of NXT.
That's
and now
boss.
This is a product NXT is putting out.
Right.
So, but also, you know, again, not super hard to find instances of Triple H participating in these really bad segments.
Throwing Booker T some money and saying, go what was it, Park My Car or whatever?
The Booker T.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible.
In blackface during DX thing.
I forget about that.
Yeah,
him doing the gorilla dance at Mark Henry.
But but also, I would also throw out that was so, how long ago?
It was so long ago. Yeah. And,
can people not grow?
And that's, but see,
who was the one that, who was the John Oliver? Was it Trudeau? Where he was just like, he just got overexcited with costumes. And
yeah, Trudeau's not the
was
best.
Was it Trudeau?
It was.
And that was, well, I mean, so, in fairness. Yeah,
so but just real quick. So
yeah,
I do, like, I get that he, especially once he brought in ROH and Jay Lethal, he totally changed the narrative.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate. As someone who has never clearly suffered from any sort of racism in his life, I have no idea what that struggle is.
Right.
But I can kind of understand the fact that, like, look how long things like this have been going on.
Yeah.
Not just in WWE, just in the world. Like, shit's fucked up.
Yeah.
And it's not okay.
No.
And the thing that kind of gets me about people calling him out about how aggressive he's being is it's like, that's also kind of the problem. Because if you're not okay with the way people protest, it's like the Kaepernick thing. Oh, well, you're protesting, but you're not doing it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you. You're not you're not impacted by this like they are. You don't really get a horse in the race of saying how you should or should not go about things. So maybe at a certain point, it takes this kind of just like, hey, you know what? Fuck you. Enough's enough. Like, something has to be done, and something drastic needs to be done. Otherwise, it's all just more, we're in a state where, like, actual war crimes are just next day's news. It doesn't matter. Everything is so on fire in the world that nothing sticks for more than 3 days.
But I would agree. I am on board with Jordan Miles speaking out about this. I am. But like you said, there is a part of me that will never understand. So I can only base it on what I know, and I can only base it on my experiences. And whenever you make such accusations out loud like that against so many people that you don't know the exact truth of it, to me, it almost hurts the cause.
It dilutes the message.
It's lose the message. And then the cherry on top was the Jay Lethal insult. Like, that was so unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite statement on this was, and again, just the best human being in the world, Titus O'Neil.
I was actually like,
you want to read that for us?
I don't know this one.
So Titus O'Neil tweeted out, at GoGo Miles, like, directly tweeted at him, I am 100% in agreement that the shirt is very distasteful. That being said, bringing others into this to vent your frustrations or issues that have nothing to do with WWE or the shirt is also very distasteful. If it's for the culture, don't attack those in it.
And then the black fist.
Yeah, and then the fist bump.
And that's, and like, again, this is from white man point of view. That's exactly how I feel about it too. Is like, I was on board, and if you're frustrated, make noise, because that's what you have to do. But like, Jay Lethal did not do anything to deserve it. But at the same time,
he didn't do anything to deserve it. Yes.
Yes. And don't scapegoat this with Jay Lethal. Don't forget about this shirt just so you can now attack Jordan Miles because he made a mistake. Did he ever say, yes, I made a mistake in doing this?
No.
No, he pretty much, he deleted the tweet and said that it was because, like, he stands by everything he said, but he deleted the tweet because it was made out of rage. Yeah. Like, he was just so pissed off at everything, and then he just took that shot too. But he stands by what he said, so he actually, someone even said, like, so are you going to apologize to Jay Lethal? And he said, I'll apologize for not being sorry. So that's not helping. Again,
that's super shitty.
And the more, and it's kind of, it's unfortunate because, like, the more that he tweets and the more that he talks about it,
he's burying him.
He's kind of digging himself in a hole, which, again, this is a very real conversation that needs to happen. The fact that WWE didn't even acknowledge the shirt in their statement.
Right.
That kind of says something to me.
Yeah.
That they're not sorry about the shirt. They're just, got all this.
Because I feel like they made the shirt. I don't think they made the shirt to be racist. I think it is racist.
But you still need to apologize for it. And you need to mention, hey, okay, this design, looking at it and having this perspective shown to us, absolutely should have never been made. And we're sorry that we missed it. We will work harder and we will work with more groups of people to ensure that something like this doesn't happen again.
To me, though, that sounds like almost a thing Blizzard should have done with their band. Now that we have perspective, we were rash. But like the company, like you said with 2K20, the company's not going to admit that they did something wrong, especially now that the narrative is changing. They can just slither out of this, and they will slither out of this without repercussions, no consequences. If they fire Jordan Miles but if they fire him in a month
with a bunch of other people,
no one will care. No one will care. Look at Colin Kaepernick. Like, Colin Kaepernick's a fine quarterback, but look where he's at. Look at the situation he's in.
Better than some of the NFL quarterbacks I've seen recently.
Like, it's a shame. It's a shame, and I wish they would acknowledge it, because I would like to know. I put this under the same thing as, you remember there was that shirt where they had the black child model?
Yeah, was it?
It was the, like, coolest monkey in the yard or whatever.
Yeah, coolest monkey in the jungle, because, and I only know that because somebody, like, then tweeted that.
Yeah, that's what, like, there are so many things that come out that, like, you can't believe that they made that to be racist, because it's like, who would be that stupid?
Mm-hmm. That's ignorantly tone deaf. I will say that,
and
was...
That's ignorantly tone deaf. That's exactly it.
No. Like, coolest monkey in the jungle. And then putting it on a black child as the model.
And that is the only thing the black child is modeling.
Yes.
And again, like...
That is...
But who would do that? Who would knowingly do that, knowing the backlash you're going to get?
See, and even, like... And even if it isn't intentional. Like, if you want to give them the benefit of the doubt, that's fine. Personally, I don't. I think there was
Are we talking about the...
Either.
Okay.
Like, either, any honestly. Like, it all kind of fits. Because it is so on the nose, and it is so, like, yeah, duh. Clearly, people spent more than 30 seconds looking at this, and multiple people did. I don't know how hard it is to run, a corporation like that and to, like, be on that side of things, so who knows, really. But if you want to give them the benefit of the doubt, even if it was unintentional... They need to at least acknowledge the problem.
Right.
Which is what they're dancing around.
They should. Read the room.
They need to say, oh, yeah, you know what? This isn't okay. We're changing it. We've pulled it down. And genuinely, we are sorry. And we are going to take steps to make sure that something like this doesn't happen again. But the fact that they are simply just like, he said it was fine.
Do you think that is in part because of the way he handled it? And I'm not saying he handled it wrong. I'm just saying because he was aggressive, they decided not to be polite about it. And instead
they're going to let him flame himself out.
Right.
Because, and then just kind of, and like you said, brush it under the rug.
Right.
Because even, honestly, no. Because if they come at, it's one of those things where it's like if you kill him with kindness. Like if they come out and they are sympathetic and they are just like, hey, okay, our bad. This really got away from us, huh? That almost kind of like...
Yeah, but I think WWE is...
I think that would... If they are wanting to like let him burn himself out, that does more for that than just a, nope, you said okay, but, and you didn't sell any anyway,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, they pretty much gave him... Like, they pretty much gave everybody the third grade excuse of, he hit me first.
But WWE...
Like, that's what they did. They were just like, he did it. He said it was cool.
WWE, they're a company that's at a point now where like they're going to get bad press no matter what. Their people are going to hate on them no matter what. I think they don't care. I think they're just gonna like move on. The same thing that they did after the plane was shot down in
Russia, and then Lana made the comment,
right? And like we're sorry you didn't understand it. Like they don't care because they're gonna make money in spite of themselves.
Like, and at the end of the day, a bunch of wrestlers are in Saudi Arabia right now,
right? And Jordan Miles is expendable. They could get rid of him and hire somebody else. And I'm not saying he's not talented.
He's very talented.
Cog in the machine.
Because you said, like, they could fire him in a month and nobody would ever, like, really think about it. If they did it in, like, their big spring cleaning, like, don't use him until, like, right before Mania, right whenever they cut a bunch of people, right after Mania when they cut a bunch of people, that would be the time to do it. Because then it's just like, well, I mean, they let go of, like...
They let a bunch of people go.
They let go of 10 other people.
So that's that. We can't stay on this forever. We've been 30 minutes on it.
Real quick,
I knew that was going
to... Real quick, I do want to say, too, to all of the people whose initial reaction... to reading any part of this was, you should just be happy you have a job, you're too sensitive, you can kindly go fuck yourself.
No, not
because
kindly.
The amount of just bullshit that was thrown at him, whether or not you agree that he went about this the wrong way or not, or that there's even an issue here, for you to be like that condescending.
I hate any argument that says, oh, you have a problem with it? You have a problem with them doing something clearly wrong? Mm-hmm. Well, you should just be happy you're there.
Yeah.
I'm happy that he's actively taking a check from him. And not because, like, he shouldn't be shitty. It's just one of those, like, they were racist. They're still paying him.
I'm happy he spoke out because...
Yeah, that's really good that he did speak out.
Yeah.
Like
again, short of the Jay Lethal thing, because I so disagree with that. Mm-hmm. Short of taking that low road, I agree with Asa in that people, they need to call things out like this. I say the same thing about, again, not to get too political, when it comes to Trump stuff. There are a lot of times now where I will just flat out bash Trump supporters, and there are still people like Tanner, God bless him, and other people that say, hey, you can't lump them all together. You can't be so extreme. It's like, no, at this point, if you're still supporting this person who has this terrible message, even if you don't agree with all the messages, you're part of the problem. Mm-hmm. And there needs to be extreme measures taken. Like, we need to speak up more. You mm-hmm. can't be afraid of the consequences. So good on him on speaking up and not being afraid of losing his job, because he very much will lose his job over this.
Because it's one of those, like, I am, and and I'm going back on it a little bit. I'm okay with him saying fuck Ring of Honor. It's strictly the because like if he was wrong by Ring of Honor, be like, no, this is something I've literally been dealing with since I've been in wrestling. Maybe not calling him out by name. It's strictly to me. It's just that Jay Lethal thing where I'm like, man.
Yeah,
that was just bitter.
I think you're right. Like, but that's not what he was doing. I think he was saying "fuck Ring of Honor" because of Jay Lethal. Not, you know, like, yeah,
fuck Ring of Honor because they were shitty to me.
Yeah, like if it was one of those things, it's like, hey, look at the history of other wrestling companies and how they treat black wrestlers. That's a whole other story.
Saba Simba.
It's that. Yeah, yeah. It's that. It's that pointed attack to one specific person that he has heat with. And that's like, the problem. Because also, like just real quick, because I butchered it earlier, the Cedric Alexander tweet, the truth means nothing if it's buried in hate.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah.
Because like, if you look at ACH, like if you look at like the companies he's been with, the only ones that truly took him like super seriously was New Japan. Because he did a lot of Japanese, like did a lot of tours with New Japan. And like he was one of the best of Super Junior's guys consistently. He was always really like... over is that they gave him the Tiger Mask gimmick a couple times, like that was the one company that kind of always like let him be in the spotlight more. So I could see if you're like, well, I go to Japan and I get treated properly, but then whenever I come to America, I'm just another black wrestler. Like, yeah. I could see where that disconnect is. Yeah, you probably shouldn't say fuck Ring of Honor, especially whenever then you take the shot at Jay Lethal. But if he was legit, it's the whole thing of, at least with WWE, he had that email. At Ring of Honor, he just said fuck Ring of Honor without really any...
Well, that email's only as damning as he's claiming it can be because, you know...
But at least like he has like an ounce of truth versus just making a shot.
The fact that he put the dude's email like on blast like that, also not
cool.
Super fantastic. That's when you say, I have evidence of what was said to me.
I mean, you could even do the screenshot, just...
Block out.
Yeah, you just got block out that email.
So how many shitty emails did that dude get?
Also, I know you want to move on. There's other stuff to talk about. I didn't put it on the list, but part of this story, kind of unfortunately, that's getting buried, is not actually part of the story at all. But AJ Gray, who is the global not heritage, that's Jeremy Wyatt. What's Glory Pro's main championship?
I should know this. Crown of Glory?
Crown of Glory. He's the Crown of Glory champion.
Crown of Glory. I got you.
He announced while this was going on, which was just like, it was totally, he was already going to make this announcement like when it was happening. But he's working with GCW, The Collective, which is a series of shows they put on during WrestleMania weekend. And one of them is called GCW For the Culture. And it's going to be an all black show. Like all black competitors for them to get a spotlight when, you know, there is clearly a underrepresentation, because like part of his message that again is getting lost is that representation does matter.
It does.
Like it's for, you know, it's one of those things like when people get annoyed because, oh, why they got to make her? Like, I don't like to play this game because it's a girl.
Where's white entertainment television?
Like I can't, Dad? You know, I don't identify with playing as a female. I'm not going to play Control. Like, I can't identify with that. It's like, okay, well, now imagine how, like, 75% of the population feels on any given media.
There's that, and then there's also, when there's representation, people that don't ever get that experience are now, in a way, open to something that isn't their normal life.
Oh, God, is that what's happening in Saudi Arabia right now with the women's match? That we're going to shit all over?
No.
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 Like, okay. It's
no,
like,
that's a poor business. Well, it's a great business move. It's a really bad.
And again, it's very, very important to talk about Saudi Arabia. At no point are we talking about the people of Saudi Arabia.
No, we're talking.
I like my issue comes strictly with the regime and like the practices of, you know, executing gay people strictly for being gay.
Here they're great leaders, though. Very strong.
There are still women in prison. For the reasons that they were arrested were for like protesting for certain things that women should be able to do, basic rights that have since been implemented, but
still
they're
in jail.
But they're still in jail. It's like, you know, oh, pot's legal. All right, well, there's people spending the rest of their lives in jail for having a dime bag. Like,
let them out
because it was their third strike.
So, last thing on that, and move on.
Oh, cool. But and then just so I think it's important to point out the For the Culture show. That's super, super cool that they're doing it, and I'm really excited to see what comes from that.
And then my last thing that I wanted to get in, it's because of the culture thing and the stuff you guys are just talking about. That is my biggest problem with him calling out Jay Lethal. It's not that he called out Jay Lethal or has a problem with him. It's that in this instance, what you're fighting for, to use such an offensive term to black people to take a shot at him. To call, like, if you would have just called him a motherfucker, or if you called him a bitch or something like that, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. But to call him an Uncle Tom, which is incredibly offensive to African American people, to use that term against him when you're talking about how you're fighting for the culture, like, it's not just calling out Jay Lethal, it's using that term. That's terrible. And I hope,
because it is a super problematic term.
It is. And it's like, anyone says it. It's not like, well, if it had been a white person that said it, it would have been a lot of trouble. No, anybody saying that term is bad. Like, Uncle Tom is one of those. It's bad.
Yeah.
It's absolutely bad. I really hope for a good conclusion to this, but obviously we will keep you up to date on what happens right here on Pro Wrestling Unscripted or one of the million other websites that cover professional wrestling. But stick with us. Speaking of Jay Lethal, though, unfortunate that Jay Lethal in the news twice because also injured.
Like the day before he broke his arm.
When it rains, it pours.
And I think, so him and John Gresham are still tag teams. I think they're the champions. I'm not 100% sure.
I'll go to their website really quick.
But
do that.
It may have been. I hope that wasn't a taping spoiler.
Sorry, I didn't mean that to be so aggressive.
I just saw the picture with John Gresham's new mask, and it's awesome.
Everybody wears masks nowadays.
His is an octopus one because he's the octopus because he stretches people out.
So he's like just like a little wiggly dudes.
It's like a Cthulhu looking
wiggly
dudes.
I like the Cthulhu mask better. Also, while we're looking up the Jay Lethal stuff, we were just talking about it a second ago, and it's next on the list. I'm going to go ahead and start that up. They added a last-minute match to the Crown Jewel event in Saudi Arabia, and pretty historic. It's Natalya versus Lacey Evans. Mm-hmm. Say what you will about everything, or I guess I'm asking, is this progressive?
Kevin Huntsberger from My 123 Cents posted the news and was like, I wonder if this is going to change anyone's mind who's opposed to these shows.
I'm not.
And for me personally, no, this does nothing to change my mind. Like, yes, it's good that there will be people there who can see women perform. Like, that's a good thing. The problem comes from the fact that this is a regime that is just as bloodthirsty and evil as the one before it. They're just hiding, and now they're trying to say how, oh, look how... You know, no, we're progressive. We're so much better than we used to be. But again, they're still, you have people like Sami Zayn's not going to be on the show because he will be executed if he goes like.
Also, my problem with this is that I need to know the context of how, I need to see the crowd reaction.
That's going to be very important to see. And again, I don't think the average person in Saudi Arabia is going to have an issue. It is the elite that are going to be up front in those couches, like
I like to think that, but I have no doubt that there will be more than enough regular people there that will shit on it. And by shit on it, what I mean is, like, to me, it's like if you put on if you go down to the deepest South in racist 40s, 50s, and they got a black person, two black people to wrestle in the South when a time where black people are not really respected or well taken care of. Progressive, yes. But I guarantee the white people that are watching that match are saying names. They're looking at them like they're two animals going at it. And I wonder if that's going to be the same feeling in Saudi Arabia when two women wrestle. Are they looking at it as, oh, there's Natalya versus Lacey Evans? Or are they going, look at these women wrestle for my entertainment, throw money at them, et cetera, et cetera?
I want to think that they've come like...
I'd like to think that.
No, yeah, it's like I would very much like to think that we're kind of past that, because I think by and large, because the Saudi people are not happy with their government.
It's a very upset society.
Like they understand.
I feel like we can relate.
Yeah, but it's so
on a way easier scale though.
Yeah,
because their stuff is not fantastic right now.
And you are absolutely going to have people who are fine with the way things are and who don't think that women should be able to drive or should have a voice or should be able to, you know, show themselves how they choose.
We call those the men in charge, but that sounds familiar.
Because they're also fully clothed, full body.
Yeah, they will be in the full body suits, I'm sure. Or you said they confirmed it.
They confirmed it. Stephanie McMahon confirmed it.
Okay. They did the same thing for Abu Dhabi when they had their first women's match there. So, like, overall, I think that this is a good... But it's not enough of a good to justify the entire deal with Saudi Arabia and the full-on propaganda videos we were getting from that first show. Thankfully, they've kind of toned those down a little bit.
Well, last week on Raw, or might have been SmackDown. It was one of the two. It was one of the main shows. They had Ric Flair. It was definitely SmackDown. They had Ric Flair and Hogan out. Mm-hmm. And they really don't say Saudi Arabia.
No, yeah, they still don't.
At all.
Ric Flair flat out said Saudi Arabia like three times. Mm-hmm. It was during the Miz, what's he call it?
Highlight Reel.
No.
Miz TV.
Yeah. Like, he was in the middle of them. And the joke I was making to myself, because nobody was in the room with me, is I bet somebody's in the Miz's ear right now saying, tell Rick to stop saying Saudi Arabia.
Cut him off.
Yeah, because he said it like four or five times. It's one of those, like, they are in such a bad position right now because it's the whole they're signing a check your ass can't cash. Like, where it's like, yes, we want your money, Saudi Arabia. Oh, you guys are kind of have a garbage hierarchy right now. Well, we've signed a legally binding contract, and we have to do this, even though like a large part of our roster is probably not super thrilled about it.
Yeah, but at the same time, how many Saudi Arabia shows have they done now?
Three? This is the fourth.
This is the fourth or fifth.
How much has it hurt their bottom dollar?
With fans? None.
Oh, no, yeah.
About exactly. With fans?
Yeah.
They've gotten some bad press, but they've lost
goodwill. And I will say that they, like, I guarantee that people have, like, canceled their Lee Hodges. He canceled his WWE network and like hasn't looked back. And I guarantee you there is not an insignificant number of people overall, like to you and me, but to the WWE, it is an insignificant number
compared to the money they're making in Saudi Arabia.
They're making from Saudi Arabia because of their
actual bottom dollar that I thought you were talking about.
Because
at the end of the day, let's say I'm going to ballpark 100,000 people cancel their network subscription because of the Saudi Arabia thing.
Yeah.
That is chump change for how much money. That is chump change for how much money they're paying people to go wrestle in Saudi Arabia. Let alone, like, you can't pay people more than you're making.
Yeah.
So if they're able to pay people, how much Taker gets paid for those?
The money that they're getting for going there far outweighs the money they're losing on the network.
Yeah, and that's what I thought you were talking about. They don't care. They are a business.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're making more money by going there, and I highly doubt at any point Vince McMahon sat in his office looking at a picture of Khashoggi and going, well, I really disagree with this, but I'm kind of binded by contract. No, he absolutely looked at how much is it going to hurt us in the long run.
Yeah.
And when they said you're going to make more money, he said, cool. He doesn't even know who Khashoggi is. I can almost guarantee it.
I mean, he's definitely met him and probably shook his hand once.
So the problem with this is, you know who Khashoggi is, right, Dalton?
No.
He is the reporter that was murdered by Saudi Arabia.
Oh, shit.
You thought he was the Crown Prince?
Yeah. That slowly went from, we had nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we were there. Okay, so
our guys definitely did it, but I didn't say to do it.
Okay, well, I said to do it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was the reporter.
Well, that's why I clarified. Yeah. I didn't want people to think that, like, I'm
that stupid. Right. Well, I am that stupid, but thank you for clarifying.
No, you got names mixed up. And this goes back to the Blizzard thing, where it's like, do I support Blizzard after what I clearly disagreed with how they treated this guy? It's hard to say this is worse considering just what's going on in Hong Kong and China and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, I feel like I should not support WWE in any way because they are just as deep in blood money as anybody else.
Right.
And it's difficult because my gut reaction is fuck them for this. Like, of all the things they've ever done, and they've done a lot, to me, this is almost the worst one because knowing what happened and choosing money over morality, I get it. It's a business. But my God, at some point, you have to take a stand for decency.
Yeah, and so, I don't know. I don't like that there's going to be, like, and this isn't me being like, it's going to be a bad match. I don't care. But, like, it's going to be that thing that we were talking about where they're going to say, look how progressive we're being. But no, you're not. This is a front. This is going to be, we put a women's match on in Saudi Arabia. They're obviously accepting people.
Two busty blonde women.
I'm also
and here's the thing, like, and this is going back to it, because I when we were talking about it before the show, I was like, the cool thing about that Abu Dhabi thing is they made a battle pack for it. So, like, they, like, kind of showcased that awesome moment. But when thinking about it, it's just like, we're going to showcase women, but not the way they normally perform. And, like, yeah, they're respecting cultures and whatnot, but it's just like, but you're being progressive, so you're going to let them wrestle, but don't change what you wear and change your stuff. Like, it's kind of a weird hang-up I have.
We're letting women wrestle, but we don't want you to know they're women, so we're going to cover them up as much as possible.
They may actually
wear giant sumo inflatable things to fight.
Thank you. That was what I was trying to get at, but not being like...
No, I get
like,
what you're saying.
Because it's like, I didn't want to be like, I want them to wear what they normally wear, because I like seeing their boobs. No, I just... Like, I think it's a thinly veiled...
Yeah, because here's Lacey Evans, who wrestles... Like, whatever you think about Lacey Evans, here's a woman that wrestles in shorts that show off her butt a little bit. She has a large chest. she is kind of a bombshell.
Was she the one that in like her first match they had that camera angle that went inside of her?
That was a pay per view.
Yeah, because she had like.
But yes, that was her.
Okay.
Because she had something about Seth Rollins like on her shorts.
It was
or
like SR and LE,
and they zoomed in at the wrong time as she bent over directly in front of the camera.
If you're one of those internet fans, they zoomed in at the perfect time.
She was getting in. She was getting in the ring,
and the
like,
camera was getting into her.
So cover her head to toe. Make sure you can't see any part of her. But at least she's there.
The weird part to me is like, this definitely feels like a late minute addition. Like, I don't think that a lot of people are claiming that they're doing this last minute to get that last minute, like, good press.
Because didn't they do this last year, but then it got canceled at the last minute?
No, they brought women there that time.
Yeah, they brought Renee Young and...
Was it Charlotte?
There was a couple other people
that
they
brought. I think Alexa Bliss was there.
I think Alexa Bliss was. But say what you will about the Saudi shows, they stack these cards.
They do. It's fucking. It's what WrestleMania should be.
Yeah, they're bringing in Tyson Fury. This is Kane Velasquez's WWE debut.
Bray versus Seth. No match can't stop for any reason.
They're both dead by 2070. But
Goldberg
that match is
still versus Lesnar at the last. I'm sorry, Goldberg versus Taker at the last.
Yeah. So they stack these shows, and I am sorry, but Natalya versus Lacey Evans. One of these things is not like the other for these matches in this card.
None of them are Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch isn't there. Charlotte's not.
This is the same people that wanted, Yokozuna there?
Mm-hmm.
These are the same people. What do they think of when they think of American women? Blonde, busty. That's what they're getting.
I mean,
cover them head to toe.
They're getting the stereotypical American woman to wrestle.
Then I feel like we are either going to, or we would have by now, them requested Kelly Kelly or Trish Stratus.
He's got you there, dog.
Nah, Trish is Canadian. They don't want anything to do with her.
That would explain.
But
Kelly not being
there. Kelly, again, you compare, and I'm not going to compare women's looks, but like, Kelly versus Lacey Evans.
I'm not saying by looks at all. I'm strictly going by look at the names that they typically request. It's older names. Trish Stratus, Tori Wilson, Stacey Keibler, like someone from that era.
Right.
Seems like Sable.
Except Sable. Vince would probably say, she's a leather bag by now. Because she's, 50,
again,
probably.
They requested Yokozuna.
Yeah, but that's men. Ali, tell them about the double standard. When men get older versus when women get older.
Yokozuna's not older.
Yokozuna's dead.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
But, I mean, yes, technically he's older, but...
Can't age when you're dead. He'll be whatever he is forever now. Oh, let's move on.
Also, one of the news stories, I just saw it right now, but I did mention the Zayn versus Generico shirt last week.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, the Sammy for Syria.
Yeah.
Zayn.
That's a good time to just plug that again.
Zayn's.
One of our stories. Go for it, dog.
Well, I was reading ahead, and I was I mentioned it last week when you weren't here. Mm-hmm. But yes, every the biannual Fuck You Saudi Arabia, the Sami Zayn thing.
Fundraiser
is amazing this time because it is a pro wrestling t-shirt. Tale of the Tape, El Generico versus Sami Zayn. It is a $30 shirt. I will probably buy it tomorrow.
And all of the proceeds are going to
Sami for Syria, which is a fantastic cause.
Oh, that's...
He is a beacon of good.
Mm-hmm.
And you should... he's so great.
That's the other thing with the Jordan Miles thing I wanted to say about the t-shirt.
Sorry, Saudi Arabia will never get to see him wrestle live, and that makes me so happy.
They might.
What was the Jordan
Miles thing? They won't.
So that Jordan Miles t-shirt that's Fuck Racism, Watch Wrestling that you guys said is not new.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did they label it as new, but Jordan Miles, I guess he reposted it and he said all money goes towards the ADAA Foundation.
What's the ADAA Foundation?
I actually don't know. I'm not being a dick.
I don't know.
I'm looking it up right now. But
Anxiety and Depression Association of America.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Not what I expected.
Yeah, I would have assumed it would have been like the Anti-Defamation League or...
Yeah, it's a little left field, but you know what? I'm cool with them getting money.
I mean, that's great, but like for the thing that he's arguing for, it just seems...
The NAACP, is the NAACP even a thing?
It
anymore?
Is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think so.
I mean, he could easily talk about this because there is a huge issue with how people view... Especially black men, when they deal with their mental illness.
He's just being crazy,
This is... It is not talked about in the same way in their culture as it is in ours.
Right.
And it's a huge issue.
I don't think it's, oh, he's crazy. It's that mentality that it's, you know, black men specifically are not allowed to show emotion.
Right.
They are not allowed to
be strong.
To be like sad or crazy. Yeah. Like they don't, it's not like, oh, he's crazy. It's just like, no, it's like, it's that toxic. It's more of the toxic masculinity.
Well, yeah. And that's, and that's why I'm saying like that would, that's what their response would be to this.
And that absolutely,
and that's
has
what
a,
I was getting at. If that didn't come across properly, I'm sorry.
And that absolutely can be a factor leading into anxiety and depression and suicide.
Let's
like
keep
that.
Going. Cause we're at 55 minutes. We've only done two stories.
I mean, there's only like three more.
Oh, thank God. Cool. So NXT talent appearing on USA were recently told they will not be getting raises.
There's a rumor going around that NXT, once they moved from the WWE Network to primetime cable television, that the talent on USA would be getting raises versus what they were making when they were just on the network.
Which makes sense.
And apparently there was a sit-down meeting with the locker room that did not go well, that saying, oh, actually, you're not getting paid. And David Starr, if you don't follow him, he's an independent wrestler who
he's
is
awesome.
One of the most vocal names in independent wrestling, who is working and fighting for the unionization of pro wrestlers. And it's he goes on, like, he's the one that kind of is like, no, I have people, I have talked to multiple people. I have friends who are, you know, from every part of NXT, from wrestlers, backstage, you know, corporate, all of that. And it's just like, things are getting kind of rough with some frustrations going on because of the way that people are being treated, and you know, this whole like, we were told we were going to get a pay raise. Oh, nope, that's getting taken away from us.
Well, they should but just be happy that they have the spot.
Yeah. And then it goes into this whole like, oh, look how much money WWE is bringing in on these Saudi shows. They still say that they claim that they can't afford, you know, they can't afford to pay for travel. They can't afford to pay accommodations.
Insurance.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy that once AEW opened, all of a sudden, oh no, actually, yeah, people who are about to, contracts are about to expire, we can't afford you to pay. We can't afford to pay you double.
It's like,
that's great. We just found it. He's pointing out a lot of these things. Like, so he's a very interesting follow.
You see the guys leaving for AEW, and Vince is like feeling, he's like, oh, well, I got in my back pocket. I found an envelope. I didn't even know about.
And if you want that follow,
and there's a War, there's original in it.
At the product. DS, that's his Twitter handle. He's also like not only the unionizing of wrestlers, but like also amazing wrestler.
Don't all right, seriously, don't tell Hulk Hogan, because the last time Hogan found out they were trying to unionize, he fucking snitched on Roddy Piper.
I was about to say, what, he fucked one of his best friend's wives on camera? Like,
what is that? Did he unionize her? Did she join the union?
I didn't see.
Is that what he calls his collection of women he slept with, or men, depending on the rumors? Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, it's just the way you threw it out there. Oh, God.
Anyway, Matt Sydal.
Sydal?
Is competing once again as Evan Bourne in Evolve.
They announced that he's going to be coming to a few shows. And so because of their relationship with WWE, he's going to use the Evan Bourne name.
Which is cool, because I always loved Evan Bourne.
He was
so
always
cool.
Great.
I loved his entrance music, too, where he had, like, it was so weird. It had the, like, airport thing at the beginning.
They like their sound effects at the beginning.
They really do.
Yeah.
Jake Hager, his Bellator fight, most
pulled
recent one.
Heath Hatton.
Yeah, in a no contest.
Yep.
Kicked him in the dick.
No.
It was a knee, wasn't it?
He kneed him. Like, lifted him off the ground.
Nakamura style.
Doesn't that normally end at a DQ?
It's if...
No contest.
It's if you can... It's the disqualification if the referee deems it was intentional.
Mm-hmm. So they did not deem it to be intentional?
As far as I know, I meant to actually... Because I only saw this literally like... 5 minutes after it happened, and the GIF got posted on Reddit, and I meant to go back and like actually look at the results, but I am pretty sure that it was a no contest.
I've yet to see the.
The only thing I know about this is he.
It also
it was a no contest.
Yeah, and it also happened apparently like real early in the fight.
This is at Bellator 321, by the way, and I knew that he made a statement on it, and I remember thinking his statement was real shitty. I'm looking for it real quick.
Yeah,
maybe his dick shouldn't have been there.
No, it was something to the effect of, how can he claim I hurt his balls if he doesn't have any?
Right.
Well, all right. So here's the thing with MMA. They don't think sometimes when they say shit. Do we all remember Brock Lesnar after a fight saying, I'm going to go home and fuck my wife?
And drink a Coors. Okay. In the event that it was sponsored and plastered in Bud Light logos.
Which is like why Brock Lesnar is still kind of one of my favorite people.
Sometimes MMA guys say things that they shouldn't say.
Yeah, because there's like
or
that.
Or they do cocaine and they almost hit pregnant women, or they they throw chairs through bus windows and endanger lives. Sometimes they get a little, boys will be boys.
So yeah, this was
Allie, tell them about boys being boys.
Oh,
she's good.
Oh, so apparently there were two
knees to the dick.
Well, two groin strikes. Hey, so I'm on the eWrestling.com's recap, Hager's bout with MMA heavyweight fighter Anthony Garrett in the opener on the Bellator 231 televised card on Saturday. The fight was stopped less than 2 minutes after the action got underway due to Hager landing a hard groin shot on his opponent, the second for him in under 30 seconds.
Jesus!
All right, I feel like at that point it's the ref almost disqualified. Yeah.
The referee of the fight, veteran MMA official Dan Miragliotti, ruled Hager's low blows unintentional.
Yeah.
No.
Unintentional, and thus, because the fight wasn't able to proceed, it was ruled as a no contest. While he was there, he had LAX and Sammy Guevara were at cage side for him.
Yeah,
which I thought that was kind of cool.
Inner Circle was there.
I feel like I need to see the video of it to really say whether or not it looked intentional, because I've not seen that fight. I just know the statement and what happened. But normally, when someone is that aggressive on the groin, it's never
two
accidental.
In less than 30 seconds is rough. Yeah. And the only gif that I saw was of the last one, which was pretty major.
How did it look? Did it look intentional to you?
I don't know enough about MMA to give you a full answer. And
I have yet to see
it,
so can you let me see it after the show?
I think I found a YouTube video of the fight, but I'm waiting for the ad to load to tell if it's the actual video
or
if it's one of those BS, or if it's one of those BS like full fight and it's just them like reacting and giving you a recap of it.
Yeah.
You know what my favorite one is? When somebody says it's the gameplay of a video and then just shows the UFC live.
I love that. I love when they say it's the new episode of John Oliver, but it's like an episode from...
Okay, let's see. We'll go. Oh, boy, his knee is in the best position.
So we're watching the match.
His knee's in a terrible, terrible position.
No, his knee's in the best place if you're Jake Hager.
Hager's got him against the... I'm giving it for the people that can't see what we're seeing.
He's up against the cage.
Got him against the cage. He's throwing some weak shots there.
Now he's just holding him.
Burger King is the sponsor.
That's intentional as hell.
That was the first one.
That was the
because he didn't
get
lifted.
That was the first one.
Yeah, we got 20 more seconds.
The second one legit lifts him up and then just drops him. And
he
crumples
straight to the dick.
So that, I need to go back and watch the first one because I missed the first one. I only saw the one that stopped the fight.
Like I can get the first one. Oh yeah. Okay.
That was ribs. Those were ribs.
Okay.
He's
throwing those knees all willy nilly.
Yeah, he's just lifting the knee straight up. He's just going for the gut and the ribs. So it's that thing of if he's throwing enough knees and just those two are the ones that land.
All right.
Unfortunately.
Never mind.
I mean, it's less than 2 minutes into the fight, so it can't be.
He had him up against the cage again, so I was like,
And I started 30 seconds
knee
into it. Surely it's been more than 30 seconds now.
There it was. There was. Yeah, okay. That was. It didn't lift him, but it was straight to the balls.
Or maybe it was. Was that the first one that they counted, maybe?
No, that was the second one because he's...
That was the second one?
Yeah, that might be the first one.
Oh, okay, then it looks like he hit him with the third
one. Because he's still standing.
Oh, the one dropped him?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
I said it four times. Yeah. It dropped him and they kept checking on him.
Yeah,
and he's
we both agreed that one shot was definitely to the groin,
too. There was one.
I'm going to jump ahead a couple of seconds. So they've since restarted the fight. And apparently within 30 seconds, there is going to be another one.
Okay, so...
He does get him up against the cage again. And the second one is a big boy.
Okay, here he goes against the cage.
Which, in fairness, fuck you, Jake Hager.
So, yeah, maybe if there was, because I need to go back to that and see if I can
see
that first
one. Oh, there
it
was. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pointed, man.
Okay, so here's the thing with that. He can't see where he's throwing the knee. Technically, he can't see it. He's just throwing it.
Yeah, but...
But you know.
Yeah, so you can put your phone down.
Well, and it was just and his reaction, too, he seems frustrated.
He placed it there?
No, I think he's frustrated because, No, you don't throw a low blow in MMA and expect to get away with it.
But the confusing part about this is that, he didn't look like he was in any danger. He looked like he was in control of the match. Why would he purposely throw knees to the groin at this point in the fight?
Because he's not a striker.
Exactly, so it would be accidental. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and it's one of those,
The
respectful mixed martial artist thing to do is be like, that was on me.
I'm trying
Instead
to think.
Of being like, well, if it shouldn't have hurt him because he doesn't have balls. That's, and this is MMA, there is a level of respect. This is why,
well, he's a heel, Dalton.
Unless this is just the pro wrestler in him.
Exactly.
And
he's a heel.
Because he wasn't able to compete in AEW because his Bellator contract would not allow him to compete before this fight. Now that this fight is over, he's free to compete. And I guarantee you, whoever he gets one on one.
You think he's gonna knee him in the groin?
Oh, he's gonna knee him straight in the balls. There, like it's he is going. He's gonna make sure that there's no more mini roads.
There,
like he's gonna knee Cody so
there,
hard.
There is a fight in boxing, and I can't remember who it was. But I think Riddick Bowe was in it, and I may be wrong, but I don't remember who he was fighting. Where he just kept drilling him in the groin over and over again.
That punch the ref, him right in the dick.
Yeah, and the ref kept telling him, like, you cannot do this. And he punched him there again, like two more times, and they called the fight,
mm-hmm.
obviously, because he kept doing it. And that's what kind of reminds me of is that, like, man, that's pretty blatant.
I think
why do you keep hitting him in the dick?
I think there's, yeah.
I can't tell which side you're falling on because you keep saying things like that, and you're like, well, he couldn't see. He's not a talented striker.
Well,
that's because
in boxing versus MMA, in MMA, you're allowed to use your knees and your
feet.
Right,
and maybe
and
he just
like
threw a wild throw.
Here's the thing. I have never flat out thrown a straight jab to somebody's ball sack before, but if I did, it's going to be intentional.
No, it was like a hook.
That's...
So that first one that I didn't see because I was showing you the camera, was it a strike?
No, it was a knee.
Okay,
because
yeah.
he had him up there and he was.
I was talking about the boxer punching him in the dick.
Okay, gotcha.
But like, it's hard to say if you're not in the moment, so I can't really pass judgment. That's why I keep bringing up different things because it looks so blatant, but it looks so blatant that I feel like it can't be blatant. Mm-hmm. You know?
And again, like
he thought Zeb Coulter was saying go low.
Like this, it would be one thing if Hager was getting his ass whooped mm-hmm. and he was desperate. And he threw those because that's what happened with Bo.
Yeah.
But this, like, there was no reason for him to throw those knees.
And he also, like I said, he's a performer. He's an actor. Like, I kind of got a sense of frustration, whether he was frustrated that the fight was stopped, what he wanted to keep going, or if it maybe it was like he knows he screwed up. And so now he isn't going to get the win that he wanted to get.
Which usually means you get paid more.
Yeah.
And
so
in actual, like, in prize fighting,
yeah,
that's a thing.
And in, like, Bellator, like, in legit.
Yeah, price
MMA.
Fighting, that's yeah.
I'm, yeah, yeah. More you, the more you do, the better you do, the more you win.
Yeah. So it's I am not comfortable enough to get like I could see it going either way. Like you guys both bring up good points. I'm leaning towards. I think it was unintentional.
I think he's.
But I also think the statement was garbage, and he shouldn't have. Like even from a storytelling point.
Yeah.
It's
even
like,
if he's kayfabing it.
At least give like an actual statement. And when we granted, we don't know if he reached out or anything
well,
like
you
that.
You know what I think this is? This is the Sami Callihan thing. When Sami Callihan blasted him in the face with the bat, it happened, so now turn it into something.
It was bad, so you might as well just run, like, work.
Turn it into the skid.
Also, it's not on there, but Sami Callihan won the Impact Championship last night on the Access TV debut.
Yep.
And then Tessa Blanchard came out.
And then so Tommaso Ciampa made a statement, and then Sami Callihan basically flipped him off.
Healed him.
Yeah, healed him hard.
I didn't know about the Ciampa thing.
Ciampa basically said, we both had the same TNA tryout. Neither of us got a contract. I went to ROH. He went to WWE. He quit WWE. I quit ROH. Our paths have crossed multiple times, and he won the title last night. And Sami Callihan was like, I don't need your validation. Fuck you. You know, he just full healed.
It was Sami Callihan.
He healed the heel.
And I have to imagine Ciampa read that and was just like...
Smiled.
And a single tear rolled down his cheek, just of pride.
Because at the same time, he had texted him, and just like a smiley face. Because
it's one of those, we don't know if they're friends, but like...
Mm-hmm. You assume they
either
have.
Way.
Yeah, because it was... they were in NXT at the same time, I'm pretty sure. But like, Dusty Rhodes Classic, the first one, that's whenever Ciampa was in there. I think Solomon Crowe was
maybe.
There. But it's one of those things where it's like, God, I really hope they're friends just so Ciampa would be like, hey, do your best.
Yeah, God, I always love that name, Solomon
Crowe. So yeah, my theory of Tessa Blanchard is going to be the first female Impact champion because she's going to take it off Sami Callihan is starting to look pretty good, although I kind of think she should have gotten some more wins over guys before we get there, but we don't know. We'll see.
We'll see what happens.
Impact on Access was really good. I enjoyed it a lot.
I wish there was a place I could watch it.
I'm going home.
Last but not least, the story-wise, AEW, very cool on them, not broadcasting on Christmas, and the talent will be off December 19th through the January 21st. So they get the holidays
January
off.
1st.
What did I say, 21st?
Yeah.
Yeah, January 1st. So good on them. It's very cool to let them go home for Christmas as opposed to like the WWE schedule where they have a Christmas show usually.
Yeah.
Me personally, I would choose to do the show as I have no family and no one likes me. That I would rather go out and perform.
Yeah, and you like you never have plans on Christmas to like hang out with anybody or
right.
do
well,
anything.
Because I can't because like usually the people I want to hang out with the most always have a party they go to or something.
Yeah, it's usually like here too. So that's just real insult
well,
to injury.
Yeah, no, not in that particular case because some people don't show up to those parties anymore.
I feel like I've missed part of a bit.
Dalton never shows up to these get togethers
oh,
anymore.
Oh yeah, that's fair.
Ever. Well, I'm busy. I gotta do laundry.
The,
so good for them.
I like that they're doing that. Also, you saying AEW, I don't know why. Just like, apparently people need to brace. Tonight's ratings for NXT and AEW just don't count. Game 7 of the World Series. There's like a finale of some reality show, I think. And there's like an NBA game that's pretty like big.
That's
so,
terrible.
Yeah, so like there's huge competition. And then that reminded me, in the UK for Raw, I think, last week. I feel like there was something had changed, but there were only 3,000 people in the UK watched Raw. Live on TV. And I don't know if there was like a network change or something, but like they thought it was a computer glitch and they're like, nope, it's that low. SmackDown on FS1 also only did like 800,000 people. I think it was 880,000. Well,
they kind of knew that going into FS1.
Yeah, they switched to FS1 because of the, was it World Series?
But a lot of the, I think it was the World Series, but a lot of people are kind of pointing out like, you could use that argument if they didn't advertise, but they advertised like crazy.
Well, I think the biggest problem with it is
but also
moving
just
to
like
a new network, if you put on a shit show, you will still get shit ratings.
Yeah, and that's the thing. So it's going to be, you know, because even Meltzer, I think, was like, no, there's a couple weeks left still to kind of gauge how SmackDown's really doing on Fox.
Because the bloom is coming off the rose on all the shows now. Ratings are going down every week for every show.
Right.
But Rusev is a sex addict, guys.
So we're going to move into our last segment of the show of what's something you liked from wrestling this week. I actually like this segment because I have something I just thought of.
Go ahead.
Allie first.
Why are you doing this to me?
Because did you not watch anything this week?
No.
All right, Asa, what you got?
Wait, I got one for Allie. I'm going to tell her one that I know she would like. What about the women wrestling in Saudi Arabia thing? That could be it.
Oh, my God.
Mm. No, I'm being serious. Like that they get to wrestle. I mean, that's a good thing.
All right, it could be that, right?
That wasn't on a show, though.
Oh shit, mine's not either. Damn it. I'm still gonna say it.
Go ahead.
Legitimately, my favorite part about wrestling this week, and hate me all you want, the Bump in the Night DLC. I've had a lot of fun playing it.
It is enjoyable.
Yeah, and like, do I disagree with their practices? No. Do I think the game
yes,
is...
Yes, you disagree with their practices.
I mean, yeah, sorry.
No, I do not disagree.
No, I'm totally fine with it. It's cool.
Do I disagree with the practices? Yes. Do I think it's a broken game? Yes. But...
Should they charge people $15 for the only part of the game that works?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah. No. But it was... On Halloween especially, like, even the New Day intro, I did not expect.
That was fun.
And that was really cool. And I hope to God... If one, they fix the game, and two, that they do stuff like that, where they put in seasonal stuff and stuff, that was kind of cool.
Because I really hope New Day does the Southpaw Regional Wrestling one.
I hope they do everything.
Yeah.
So that's my favorite thing was Bump in the Night. Dalton.
Yeah. If you haven't been catching it on Raw because you decided it's not a great show, go out of your way to watch any AJ Styles match recently, because he's basically doing the Cena U.S. Title Open Challenge. Because it was Humberto
Carrillo.
It was him this week. And they had a really phenomenal match.
Mm-hmm. This like, Humberto might
see, but his
have
wasn't
it.
He that wasn't the open challenge. That was,
but I mean, that's basically what they're doing. Where it's like, because he's had different opponents, and it's like, man, he's had amazing matches with him. Like AJ Styles' U.S. title run. That's my thing to watch this week.
Yeah,
because it's been a lot of fun. You get Gallows and Anderson actually get to show their personality again. Like, it's given us a lot of really good things in wrestling that's kind of in a bad show, but that's a positive.
Yeah.
Asa?
Xavier Woods' social media. I'm going to cheat.
Okay, now count.
Because Impact was really good on Tuesday with them on Axis. Like, I'm excited to see them going forward because it is clear that this is a very, very motivated group of people. And I'm really excited. Like, Ethan Page has been... blown the trumpet, like he has been going all out trying to like, no, like if you have been burned in the past by Impact, you're not alone.
Well, he's all ego.
Like he even talks about like, I used to be a fan that they like turned off, but now the locker room is kind of full of people like us who want to establish why we are like, we should be in the conversation all the time.
And they should.
And yeah, they absolutely deserve to be. Right. So I legitimately it would be just Impact as overall. Did you see the video of the street fight between Eddie Edwards and Ace Austin, where Ace Austin hit the ropes and went for like kind of like a suicide dive at him, but like they were both in the ring. Eddie took the trash can and he just dove into the trash can.
Like into the trash can?
Yeah, like into like.
Oh, that's brilliant. Awesome.
Yeah, look, like just little stuff like that.
No,
it's just,
no,
it's
that's
real cool.
Yeah, that's so cool.
But no, the reason I say Xavier Woods' social media is because you guys talked about it last week. He has the Achilles tendon injury. We don't know how long he's out. And he, like, from what I've seen, it's been 6 months to a year.
Did we do a show last week?
Yes, we did. Because remember, I mentioned the Saudi, the Sammy for Syria shirt.
I didn't do the show last week because I was sick.
Yeah, because okay. I was gone the week before. He was gone last week. We're all for this. Like,
I'll be gone next week.
Well, I'm happy we got this four-person show.
He's just saying he's lying. He's just saying that to take a night off.
Allie, I miss. I'm happy you're here for this.
I'm a hama.
You're such a dick.
I'm sorry.
Don't lose
Stop
those
things at me.
Don't lose those. But no. So Xavier. Xavier Woods is injured. He's on his off season for the first time, and he's using it to make Instagram and Twitter videos.
Yeah, it's been fun.
And they're it's going to be his descent into madness, and I'm here for it.
It's The Shining, starring Xavier Woods.
IGN gave Dr. Sleep a really good review too.
It did. I want to go see it now. I also need to see Zombieland. Double tap.
Same. On FS1 SmackDown, mm-hmm. you saw Big E and Kofi walking through the backstage, and they just had an iPad where they were FaceTiming so Xavier could be a part of it. I was like, mm-hmm. that is the saddest, most adorable thing I've seen in a while.
Oh, I do have one last thing, really quick. Mm-hmm. Motherfucker of the Week.
You haven't been able to do this in a while.
Yeah, and I wanted to say this because this really upset me. And I forget the guy's name. I think it's like Tony Acero or something from 4-1 Mania. Most of the stuff when I read wrestling recaps is from 411, just because. I don't know. It's just the site I go to,
it's
right?
It's kind of the news aggregator, too.
Yeah. And this son of a bitch, when they did the Raw, he was doing like live whatever. Mm-hmm. I saw a line in there that clearly they knew was a bad line because they took it out once the whole thing was posted, where it was the scene where Kairi Sane and Asuka mm-hmm. turn on Paige.
Right.
And they shoot the mist in her face.
Asuka, sprays the green mist.
And the line that was put on 4-1 Mania said something to the extent of, well, this isn't the first time we've seen Paige get something sprayed in her face, which was a line so stupid that they took it out. When I went back and checked the live updates, the line was gone. Mm-hmm. But I saw it.
Yeah.
And are you fucking kidding me, you slimeball piece of shit, that you would take this route?
Edgelord. Like,
oh my God. Let's
so
make,
funny.
How dare she have a sex life? Like, this is so fucking disgusting, and it's a problem mm-hmm. with men in general. Like, I get it. I get it. Mm-hmm. I never realized how terrible we are. Like, I am a poison thing, and I know it, but I don't want to be on that side. And
how
like,
long did it take you to realize that?
It literally took years. Because
it's almost like human growth isn't overnight. It takes a lifetime of experiences and interactions.
That actually, like before, if you would have done this 5-6 years ago, mm-hmm. I still would have thought it was stupid, but I wouldn't have really cared.
Yeah.
But now, growing as a person, as I have, like to think that I have, like, I can't believe that a professional on a professional site thought it was a good idea to be edgelord funny and make a joke about this terrible thing that happened to her that got exposed and that almost ruined her life and, mm-hmm. and almost ended her life. And you would take the easy joke on that just because? Fuck you. I can't believe it. I hope more people realize that. Maybe they didn't realize it because they didn't read it. I'm hoping that more people get this going or something, or at least just acknowledge the fact that he's a piece of shit and then run him out of town.
Mm-hmm. I popped really hard when her music hit.
I personally love Paige.
No, I wasn't doing a joke or anything.
Yeah.
Like, that scream hit, and me and Derek just looked at each other because we were at the show.
It's Paige!
I was like, what the fuck is she doing? Like, I was excited. Like, I was more excited that she showed up than Hogan.
There are two things that's the one thing I do regret not going is I've never seen Hulk Hogan live, but I didn't want to sit through the rest of it. To see Hogan, like, I would have been like,
it was tolerable.
He's in the same room as me. Cool. I'm out.
Slammer, brother.
Brother? But yeah, so that's all. I just wanted to mention that because I can't believe that.
That guy. So yeah.
Like that, what a piece of shit.
From PWU to you, whatever that dude's
Tony
name is.
And Hunter brought up a lot of important things about how that guy is, like on the reports. Like, this isn't the first time he's been a piece of shit.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've caught it. And like,
disgusting. We'll figure out the pronunciation for next week. But till then.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Yeah. You want to throw one in
that's
there?
That's going to do it.
Fuck him.
Yeah. Allie?
We don't need to figure out the pronunciation. Just, screw him.
His name isn't worth pronouncing correctly.
Right. It's jackass. It's fucking hack writer on a hack wrestling website.
So does that mean that tomorrow's Thursday? Or no, we're not doing. Oh, well, this
taking tomorrow off.
This is a rough week for you then, because I feel like you would have gotten a lot of mileage out of the Deadspin stuff and the Katie Hill stuff.
Katie Hill, Deadspin, Trump. There are so many things that I could find.
Like, and his giant peach.
Well, actually, I couldn't because it was still technically in Halloween.
Yeah.
So you couldn't talk about him, but I feel so is it just no, you can't talk about anything topical? It's
My agreement was that it would only be Halloween stuff. I would not get political or pop culture.
I sat on the first Terrifying Terror Thursday whenever all that shit just started in October, and I was excited. I was like, I'm going to hear Shannon lose it. And he was like,
I made a promise.
Yeah, it was Donnie Turnip in the giant peach, which was hilarious.
Yeah.
But I was really salty because I've been wanting to hear this.
You can hear me lose it on last night's hype train because Jesse broke me.
I heard about that.
I was not thrilled.
Let me talk about that. I want to hear about that. Or we're going to talk about it after the show. If you want to know about it, you got to listen to Hype Train last night.
Yeah, go to podzilla1985.com and check out the Hype Train is what we did last night. It was just me and Jesse because Trevor started his new path in life, we'll say.
And I already did Nerd Up, so I had booked it.
Yeah, Monday was a special episode of Nerd Up. We had it was me, Jesse, and Shannon for that one.
That was fun. You're welcome.
So, yeah, any of the old episodes you can always go back to and listen at podzilla1985.com. Of course, subscribe, rate us on any of the podcast services you use or don't use.
I use Spotify.
Because that helps us, you know, that just kind of helps us with the metrics and gets us more out there.
If you use Podbean and you're on an iPhone, do us a favor. Go to that iTunes podcast app and give us a 5-star. Give us the old Ace.
Alec, as they say on Podbean, how you going to do that podcast?
What? So anyway.
Oh, shit, you broke her.
Facebook.com/Podzilla1985, Twitter.com/Podzilla1985. You can get us, get a hold of us there. Also, I'm going to put it on the Podzilla page, but I did Respawn Aim Fire. I recorded that on Sunday. That went up today.
I like that one a lot.
It was me and Holden. Chad was in China. So it was Holden, myself, and then Trevor Beatus as well.
It was a good episode.
It was a lot of fun to do.
Yeah.
And then this Friday, I don't know. So we're not doing the Thursday show tomorrow, but I don't know when this is going to go up because I'm actually going to have to like edit it.
Oh no.
Yeah. So it could be a while. But eventually,
are we going to cuss on this show?
Yeah.
Oh fuck yeah!
There's going to be there's a special episode of Podzilla 1985 Presents where Dalton and I are going to be talking to Chad and Holden from Respawn Aim Fire.
Yeah,
and that'll go up on our stuff here. Hopefully within the week, I would like to think, but we'll see how bad I am at editing.
Have you given Chad and Holden the Iggy on me yet?
No.
Oh shit!
I'm gonna let them sense it through the Skype call.
So when they start fucking with me, my feelings are going to get a little hurt.
No, you'll be fine.
All right.
Also, can confirm that. Poppy started the show tonight.
Yay, good for her.
Give me chocolate.
Wrong one.
Also, patreon.com/podzilla1985.
Oh, apparently Poppy sang in Io Shirai.
$1 gets us gets you all of the pre-shows that we do. Next Tuesday's pre-show is going to be the free one because we did the first one of the month.
The Scary Mask song.
Is free.
Ooh, I have to watch that. All right.
So Asuka's the one that wears the mask.
Well, Io Shirai
also wears a mask.
That's the song.
Well,
she did
at one point.
Yeah, and
she would come out with the mask. Remember the 2K entrance?
Yes.
Okay.
Poppy's song is about wearing the mask when she's scared. It's a good song. Anyway, point is, if you take nothing away from this, look up Poppy on Spotify.
No!
YouTube, whatever it is you watch.
I thought Poppy was a new character. I'm not going to lie.
No, she's just super
is this
weird.
Is this someone I didn't know from the performance?
And Ribby.
I started hating her, and then the more I jumped into the rabbit hole, the more I liked her. I sent Jesse a video of her, a song, and he was like, yeah, that's pretty awful. And then of like 40 minutes later, he's like, so I've been listening to more of her.
It was so bad, I decided to listen to others.
That is the most Kimball thing you just told
Poppy
me.
Poppy has infected the world.
No, right. I mean, that's pretty Podzilla.
Right.
I'm just like, wow, yeah, that is awful.
That's bad.
I can't stop.
Give me more. All right, we're out of here. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be back officially on Monday for Nerd Up. Don't forget to check out, well, whenever the episode goes up.
Mm-hmm. Asa, we'll plug it.
Yeah, we'll just keep an eye out for it, but it will be up. Also, one last thing. I'm sorry. But did you know that spelling is not fun?